Our show is now on Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio. Drunk or Destiel on the Twitters is looking for love. If you're a single female or male or whatever in the St. Louis area, email us at wfodixitlive.com. I'm Papa Bow, what about raping demon? Google me.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
It's Monday night. Before the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program begins, let me be the first to welcome you. Now go make Daddy a sandwich.
Hello, hello, hello! Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. My name's Hey! We also have Ozone Nate. Yay! All you did was bend over. And of course, all you did, you bent it over.
The wheelbarrow that is full of dicks.
My gut is huge. Mike.
That's all it takes.
That includes mutual masturbation, fisting.
Okay, so I'm doing the normal Twitter stuff. You know, I'm all like, you know, hey, come listen to us. We're gonna rape your ear holes. You know, all that stuff that, you know, I do to, you know, not get people to listen, but I do try.
Right.
You're on Twitter.
You're making things happen.
And this, I wouldn't listen if somebody was like, hey, I'm going to rape your ear hole.
This gentleman, he retweets, which I appreciate, you know, sharing our tweet with all of his people.
10 of them.
And he retweets and says, you know, legitimate rape. And I was like, okay, you know, how, that's funny. You know, the Aiken guy. I get it. But then he retweeted his retweet and wrote, bitches, exclamation point. So I don't know if he was calling us bitches. I mean, like, I didn't want to, like, really engage in conversation with him. But, I mean, what do you think? Do you think he was calling us bitches? Or is he saying that you know, the people that we're going to rape are their ear holes are bitches? Or who's... In that scenario...
Letting, I mean, like, bitches know that their ear holes are about to get raped.
And then he's like, bitches.
Yeah.
I think he might have just said bitches to get a retweet out.
Yeah, people somehow think that it's like, if you call everyone bitches, like, what's up, bitches?
Like, that's a good thing? Like, yeah. So like, it was a term of endearment. I should take it as such.
Yeah, exactly.
But was he calling us bitches?
Just saying bitches.
I mean, he was calling us bitches.
He wasn't calling me a bitch. He didn't know
but
I was
not in
be
like
here.
like a you're a bitch kind of manner.
Yeah, I didn't pre-announce that you were going to be here. I didn't think it would really
you
fucking
blow
matter.
Blow me up on the Twitters.
I wasn't
like
you know,
Drunkard STL.
Hey, guys, if this will add any incentive to whether or not you're going to listen or not, Tom Potts is going to be here. Oh, Tom Potts!
Right, all of my followers, which... Oh, no, are you guys?
Yeah. Well, let's pump up some followers. You can find Tom Potts at...
At TPotts68 on the Twitters, on the internets.
On the Twitters and the internets.
And when one follows you on Twitter, what can they expect?
Absolutely nothing. All I do is retweet things that I think are funny and interesting. And sometimes I take a picture of food because I'm fat.
And at people.
And I at people. I'm like, I use it as like a, hey, what's going on, guys?
So like really, like it would be like, right, if you already follow Paul, it'll add some context, because when you guys send out your what are we going to do tonight tweets, then like they'll know what you said.
Do you want me to include you on those?
I could you know, you guys never
he
do.
Really does.
You never do.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing?
And you know what? I'm probably never gonna come.
But you still want to.
But
be
I want to be invited. It bothers me that I'm not invited.
That sounds like a one man out gangbang.
But he doesn't know that I'm a bitch.
He does now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, no, he doesn't.
Well, he just tested you. He tested you, and you just failed the test. Now you're a bitch.
You should have fucking hunted him down and murdered him in his house.
So,
in front of his children.
There's more to the story of this gentleman. This gentleman then sent me a message. So, like, I left out the part where I retweeted the thing about the Aiken guy and all that. And then, like...
Todd Aiken?
Yeah, you know, that he wrote legitimate rape. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, somebody's paying attention to us. Let's retweet this, you know? Let's just try to, you know, trick people into thinking that, you know,
we're popular.
We have people that pay attention to us.
You guys are internationally known, aren't you? In Malaysia?
In Malaysia, yeah, we're big in Malaysia. And so I retweeted him. So then he sent me a message. Thanks for the I mean, this is like a whole rigmarole for one bullshit thing. It was like, dude, I'm just trying to tell people I have a show on tonight. I don't want to like be your buddy.
But does he follow you?
Well, he did follow me. And like, you know how, you might not be familiar, they're painfully familiar. I have a bit of a problem with you know, if I follow somebody, then I got to unfollow somebody. And so now I have these three accounts so that, like, I have more accounts to follow people and unfollow people and all that. And so I followed him on one of the other Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks accounts that I don't check. But then, like, he tweeted me on that one saying, hey, man, can you talk to the guy who runs the original account and get him to follow me? So he's like, fuck you, other Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks account. I want the original Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. So, like, he's really into this.
So he sounds like a fan.
No, he's not.
What you're describing is a fan to me.
That sounds like a guy who might be a fan. And I wonder why you can only follow a certain
He just followed me today. How big of a fan could he be?
Well, maybe he just found you. He's like, oh my God, this shit is amazing.
I love this shit.
Oh, and he retweeted me? Wow, great fan interaction.
But I mean, he's not in the chat, though, so he can't be that great of a fan.
Well, maybe he's listening with the TuneIn app for smartphones.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, or on iTunes.
Or maybe he started from the very beginning and he can't listen to us yet because he has to, like, catch up.
How many places can you find this wonderful podcast?
There's
racism
and
rape jokes.
And as new ones get invented and other podcasts tweet about it, I'm like, hey, we should have that. So, you know, a lot.
It's a big deal.
I don't even remember. I mean,
huge
like, over
deal.
The years, I've signed us up for all kinds of bullshit. I mean,
you guys, like, need a sponsor, like the 72-hour pill or something. You guys should be your sponsor.
Yeah, but like, just because we're available on a lot of things doesn't mean anybody actually listens to it. I mean, like, we are available on the Stitcher and whatnot.
Well, you know, whenever anyone asks me how many people listen, I'm just like, well, you know, it's really hard to say
because
it's spread across.
Because we're available
like,
in so many
like
places.
Because, like, iTunes,
right.
Or, like, are they just listening on Podbean, or are they just, you know. So you're just very ambiguous.
Go ahead and ask me.
So how many people listen?
Nobody.
That's Napier's what I usually girlfriend. Say. I made all that up for the show.
Is that why Napier never comes anymore? Because his girlfriend listens?
My girlfriend's right there. She's,
yeah, she's
in the chat
she's
room.
In the chat room.
Oh, hi, Napier's girlfriend.
Yeah, but... It wasn't enough that Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks 2 followed this guy, and this guy has like 30,000 tweets, and it's like it's all trolling bullshit, and like none of it's all like, you know, like correcting people's spelling and stuff like that. See, I'm no Twitter critique, but this gentleman isn't somebody that like I'm really like getting excited to see what he has to say because it's probably just going to be negative. And I don't need that negativity.
So you have a second Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
No, actually, I have four now.
And is it one, like, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and then, like, two, three,
no.
And four? Because that's really
WFO
original.
Dicks is the original one. It got suspended. So when it got suspended, I was like, well, fuck these guys. I'm going to start three more. So I started WFOD Radio, WFO Dicks 2... And WFOD Radio got suspended, and I thought that it got suspended because they realized that it was the same person who had the other one. So then I created Not WFOD to try to trick them. I was like, we don't know who these people are.
Right, like not Gary Busey.
Right, yeah. We're not...
Which has got to be way funnier than not
WF. No, yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed. But...
So why don't, like, you or Napier have the WFO Dicks Twitter handle? Why does Mike do it all?
You know, that's a good question, Tom. Thanks for bringing that up.
You just give me the login information. I'll tweet on it, man.
All right, man. I'll give you one of my four accounts.
That makes more sense to me.
But actually, WFO Dicks 2 is picking up some heat, man.
Maybe I'll get that.
I'm networking like a motherfucker. I'm making friends with all kinds of people. Unless they actually like want to talk to me, and then I'll have you call them.
Yeah, exactly. So can we get on to the mutual masturbation talk?
What do you mean?
Like, okay, let's just take a poll. Like, are you pro or con? Are you against it or for mutual masturbation?
You mean like, am I against being involved in it or am I against other people doing it? Because I don't care what other people do.
No, are you against like,
is mutual masturbation?
I would say like mutual masturbation is like, I'm here beating off, she's there diddling herself.
While you watch each other?
Right, exactly.
But it's like a male and a female?
Yeah, yeah. And we're talking you and your...
So, like, you're asking if I would jack off and watch my lady friend fiddle with her business, and, like, we'd just sit there and do that?
Yeah,
and watch each other. Okay, does that count if you both give each other handy J's?
No.
No, because no. That's giving each other handy J's. Right.
So that is not mutual masturbation. That's
well, you're both masturbating the other person. Does that count?
No.
But
I
you're,
think not.
Well, okay, so... So you're giving her like a handy J, and she's giving you a handy J. That's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
Okay.
Why doesn't that count? It is mutual masturbation.
It's like a thing. It's not like a dealy mabob where you're both. I don't.
That's like consensual masturbation.
Are you talking about not consensual masturbation?
I don't think that I would be into.
So if you're like
jacking off for an audience, I don't think
even an audience of one.
And she's giving you the show, you know, for herself while you're giving her the show.
I don't think that's ever happened. No,
I would think.
Would you be down for it?
You mean like if she was like, you know, hey, I want to watch you jack off.
Yeah, and you're. Like,
I mean, sure, you know.
No, because nobody wants to see me jack off.
But why would they? Why would they want to watch me jack off?
Do you want to watch, you know, your lady
friend? Yeah,
I'd get into that.
Right,
sure.
Exactly. So I mean, it's just
there's
like
there's no way it's the other way.
I don't see it going the other way though. I mean, like
no.
Well, I'm against it as well.
That's not. I jack off backwards, so like it'd probably raise all kinds of interesting questions. You know, when I jack off like thumb down, like you know that.
Like you're unsheathing your sword.
Yeah, like and that I've been doing it for years. And, like, I don't really know why. I just, at some point, I realized that I liked it better, and I just always do it now. Like, I don't jack off regular anymore. Have you ever tried that? You know, thumb down?
No.
No, I don't.
I think
like,
I have.
It's just a quick thing for me. I don't really, like, try to explore.
Napes, you've never tried that? You've tried everything.
No, I've never,
dude,
never tried
that. Dude,
when
you get home tonight, try it out. Try jacking off, like, thumb down. Like, what's the best way to describe it?
Unsheathing your sword.
Unsheathing your sword, yeah, yeah.
And then resheathing it.
it's been
like
years,
it's stuck,
man.
Well, yeah, your sword is stuck in the sheath.
I haven't jacked off like the right way in 10 years. I probably haven't.
Is there really a right way?
Yeah, is there a right and a wrong way?
Yeah, like, you know, you...
Well, is there a wrong way to jack off?
No.
I mean, yeah, I think there is wrong ways to jack off. I think there...
I don't think
so.
You know. It's only your hand. I mean, I don't think there's a wrong way to do it with your hand.
You like, know, like, I feel free now.
Unless you, like,
I've
cut your palm and then you're jerking off with your own blood.
I've never
that
told,
might be the wrong
I've
way.
That's the wrong way. You're doing it wrong.
I've never really told anybody how I jack off a weird way.
Okay, how about jacking off with Sharpie and the pooper? Do it.
Is that the equivilent of the old finger and the brown
like
eye while getting a blowjob?
Like a Sharpie? Yes.
Yeah,
like
take a Sharpie, marker? Like one of those
now,
big
do you
thick
like,
Sharpies.
Like those newfangled thick Sharpies.
Yeah, big thick Sharpie, yeah. Right in the pooper. And that way you can put some on
I
your thumb
the
and
minis.
Then smell it.
The minis,
the little ones.
Is it get lost,
dude?
Well, I put it on the fridge, so I got a magnet with a little chain.
No,
on
I didn't
it.
Mean like.
Oh,
I meant like in your anus.
Oh no, my anus. I've got very good control.
The
anus
idea
control.
Of putting
you
things
do anus
in
kegels.
The idea of putting things in my ass has never appealed to me.
Nope.
It just hasn't. I mean, like, it might feel great, but, like, I don't think I'd ever know.
You have to do at least the full thumb, like all the way up to the hilt. Just put that right in there and start jacking it.
So you put your hand in your asshole.
No, just the thumb.
Just the thumb.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of reaching and...
Mr. Producer needs to tell us what a fifi is. Does anybody know what a fifi is?
Way too poor personal hygiene to be sticking my fingers up my butt.
Yeah, man.
Like my fingernails are way too long. I'd like cut my ass up. It'd be terrible.
I bite my fingernails. So like, not only are my fingernails kind of jagged and it might be bad, but like also like you know,
you'd be biting your fingernails.
Yeah, I would think that biting your fingernails and sticking your hand in your ass is two bad habits to do at the same time.
Yeah, those don't go together. Roll up a towel, put latex glove in there, use a rubber band to hold it together, lube up, and go to town.
So it's like a MacGyver pocket.
Roll
pussy.
Up a towel.
Oh yeah.
So you put a glove over the towel?
No, like in the hole.
Are we talking like a beach towel or like a paper towel?
Depends on how big your dick is.
But like, wouldn't it bend if it, like, you know, like when your dick isn't hard enough to like get in there and do a good job?
Don't have that problem.
Well, I mean, you know, like if you're going for like the second time and like you kind of got a little bit
also
of a soft.
Don't have that.
You know what I'm talking about? When your dick's kind of got like a softy dick going and like you can't really like get the force. To, like, because it just kind of bends and doesn't go in right. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, for sure.
Don't look at me like I'm some kind of fucking soft dick faggot here.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Faggots have soft dicks.
Look, dude.
I'm pretty sure the faggots are strong like bull when the cocks come
out. But what I'm saying is, like, if you had like a towel, any kind of towel, rather paper towel or anything, you wouldn't have like the turgidness. Isn't turgidness a word? I'm using a word. Like the strength to the hardness to get that fucker in there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I think you would have to roll the towel up properly, like nice and tight. You're not rolling up like some limp-wristed faggot.
Get your dick harder. Right. You know, watch some more porn before you start fucking the towel.
Guys, and the faggot talk, you know, I don't think we should say faggot so much.
Look, dude, after the first time, there's no second time.
I made a friend.
I just slap
Twitter
her in the
week.
Face and tell her to get the fuck out.
You made a gay friend?
Yeah, he's pretty gay. Actually, no, I think he's fake gay. I think he's a fictional character. Actually, I'm not entirely sure. I'm still investigating, but I think that I made friends with a fictional character. It was like you know, you find out that Santa Claus isn't real, and that's like a bad day. Well, I found out that like a fictional character is real, so it's like the exact opposite. But like I'm uneasy about it. I don't really know what's going on. Okay, a bath towel. Put the hand part of the glove in the hole, like in your butthole.
No, dude. Like you roll up the towel, right, and then
okay.
You stuff the finger part in the towel, and then wrap the wrist part over. So that way, it's like latex, you know, around the top of it. And then you fuck it like a pocket pussy.
Yeah.
And then. So are you fucking this or are you?
Yeah,
putting
you're
this
fucking
in your ass?
It.
Why would you put it in your ass?
I thought that's what we were talking about. She was talking about putting stuff in your ass.
I think you just have a thing about putting things
no,
in your ass.
No, I don't.
Your butt's hungry.
No, I don't. No, butt. You guys were talking about putting stuff in your ass. Napier was saying something about putting Sharpie markers in his ass.
Look, I'm just trying to help your hungry
Napier
butt.
Napier needs blah, blah, blah. And so I assumed what he was saying is something needed to go in Napier's ass.
No,
I
I'm saying
Napier's
that your butt...
lady friend takes care of putting things.
I'm just saying that your butt is hungry... And you should feed it Sharpies.
Okay, so you get a towel, and so like you when you roll it up, there's like a hole kind of, and then you put the glove in it so that you're fucking latex as opposed to a towel. That's what we're saying. That's what's going on here.
And you're supposed to fill it up with jelly,
with lube.
Yeah, apricot is normally a.
He's got a picture.
Okay, he's got a picture. Where's my mouse? Let's see. Let's just look. Okay, the 7 greatest homemade sex toys for men.
Oh,
fuck that!
I think you could pop that thing in the microwave for like 10 seconds and warm it up a little.
Yeah,
before you put the glove in there for sure.
No, that's gonna smell like nasty plastic.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the glove in the microwave.
Right,
just the towel. Maybe get it a little wet.
Throw it in the dryer, maybe.
Right,
you know.
That'd be nice.
Huh? That's something to think about. I mean, like, I'm actually, to be honest with you, yeah, I had my. I had my ages where, you know, I tried fucking various things to try to find the best thing. I'm perfectly fine just jacking off. I don't think I need... I think I'm too old for creating things to fuck. I think, you know, my unsheathing the sword jerk-off technique is just fine.
See, while your masturbation techniques, they don't evolve, your porn habit does. Like, not just you, but, like, I think, like, men. Like,
yeah.
I've been beaten off the same way forever. But, you know, like, you, like, start off with, like, you know, picture of titties. You're like, well, those titties are pretty awesome, you know? And then now you're seeing some full...
Yeah, but, like, I don't think that our porn habits have evolved. I think that just porn has evolved and we're along for the ride. I mean, like, I don't think that, like...
There's still plenty of pictures of just tits out there.
I don't think the 15-year-old kids of today...
Yeah, like retro? You go check out the pictures of titties?
Because my porn got to a dark place.
Oh, you started looking
so
at some really.
I had to go back.
Did you start like
I
look?
Stop jerking off.
You got bored with regular stuff and started getting really weird.
Bored as much as like finished one day and I'm like, watching, you know, the end of the clip. Face facts don't take that long. And so I'm watching the end of the clip and you know the movie evolved and I was like, I really just you know produced a load to this. I'm a terrible person.
So you mean like the what you're watching got really weird?
Yeah.
Like, what do you start watching, like, really weird shit?
Move into it.
Like, what kind of stuff?
I'm not
like,
going there.
Like, how weird? Stump fucking? Weird. I mean, like, chicks
well, yeah,
with dicks
was it
and
stump
stuff?
Fucking?
Or?
Well, you know, there was, like, you know, the pregnancy, and then, yeah, there was.
The pregos?
The pregos.
I haven't been into the pregos.
And then, you
like,
know,
black
oh, like the hardcore, like.
Japanese know. Pregnant like, bestiality porn like, is really fucking weird.
Nothing with animals, though. I'm not a fucking weird.
Like,
I didn't watch it either, but.
I'm not a fucking weirdo. I like to watch a pregnant chick get fisted till her ass gapes.
Hell yeah.
Like stuff with machines.
Nothing
with
a goat.
Like torture and like weird shit.
I told you I prefer not.
What about like
we've already gone too far. We've
about,
already
like,
opened the door.
What about like fantasy rape? Fantasy rape?
Nope.
No.
I'm just
oh dude, I got
no
plenty. I got plenty of that.
You gotta go to the fantasy rape.
I think it's all fantasy rape.
Well, then if you can tell that it's fantasy rape, psh, done.
Well,
I will
see,
watch it.
They
delete
try to
the
sell
shit.
It though, because like you know, at the end, like usually it ends with like the cum shot, but in fantasy rape, there's like a good minute and a half of her crying alone, curled up in a ball.
See, that's
which
why
is pretty fucking sexy.
See,
which
that's
exactly
why I watch.
What I need to finish off,
right? You're like, okay,
see,
okay.
See, that doesn't do it for me because that
money
how
shots
my
are
sex
great
life normally is,
but a chick curled up in a ball crying.
Oh, God, that's great. Why I love watching American Idol, like, that first couple weeks. Just all those chicks crying, like, oh, I'm not going to get to Hollywood. Just gets my dick hard.
Yeah.
Like, they're all crying, like, I'm gonna be a waffle waitress until I die.
All those
fuck yeah!
All those
dead
shattered dreams.
All those dead dreams just get my nuts boiling.
Have you guys ever jerked off to that furry porn, like, with a mascot? You ever done that?
Oh, no. that stuff is horrible.
I don't really see that. See, like, the thing is, like, for a while, I was getting all my porn off, like,
I haven't either.
The torrent sites, and I was downloading it. And, like, my thing always was, I would download it, and I would burn it to discs, and I would keep it. And so, I mean, like, I have more porn than anyone who's ever existed. I seriously do. I have, when I die...
How many gigs?
Dude, like... DVDs and DVDs and DVDs.
Like, yeah, but DVDs are like 8 gigs, bro. Not
yeah.
even. They're small cakes.
Like, way too many. Let's say if you started watching my porn now, you'd probably be dead by the time you finished.
So
have
you haven't watched
but
any
like,
of this?
The problem is, yeah, I don't... I watch it once...
For 30
save
seconds.
It forever. But then, like, I don't go back and jack off to the same thing. There's too much stuff out there. I'm like, I find new stuff. And so, like, I have all of these discs and discs and dicks. Dicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Discs
yeah.
of porn.
Hungry asshole.
And so then, like, you know, when the U-Porns and the X-Videos and the X-Hamsters and the Beej.com, have you been to the Beej.com, Napes, Tom, anybody?
Right? No, I don't even know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Been to the Beej.com? Okay, here's the Beej.com. Beej.com is great. It's HD. It's wonderful. Problem is, it's like 16 minutes or so, which is more than enough time. But like, they don't ever like jizz on faces.
Too much.
Oh my God, Mr. Producer, I've seen those. Holy shit, those are funny as fuck. They're awesome. This okay, what it is? This dude and this chick are fucking without a condom on. All of a sudden, he like just fucking comes right in her puss. And then all of a sudden she's like, dude, did you just come in my puss?
Also, like, she's and, pissed. That-
yeah, she's pissed. Like, they didn't tell her, like, they were going to get puss cum. And she's like, ah, ah, ah. She starts, like, flipping the fuck out.
So, what was the deal to begin with? Was it, like a porno, but then...
He was supposed to, like, pull out and, like, jizz on her belly something.
Is this, like, some homemade shit? Or
the premise is, this is a porno. We're shooting a porno. Wait, you shouldn't have jizzed in me? Or this is, like, you're supposed to believe that... It's like an actual happening. Like, oh, I'm the babysitter.
No. This is...
Mr. Napier, your wife's in the next room. Wait, you jizzed in me? I mean, like...
It's supposed to be they're having porno sex.
Okay.
All of a sudden, he jizzes in her puss bag, and she starts flipping the shit out. Like, oh my God, nobody was telling me I was going to get jizz in my puss bag. And she just, like, flips the shit out.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So she's pissed.
Yeah, she's pissed. The ending of those videos are far better than any of the sex.
So, like, she's just pissed off?
Oh, no. She is screaming and, like, punching people, like, going to the bathroom, like, trying to shit out this cum. And she's, like, screaming and yelling. It is awesome. There was, like, 30 of those fucking things.
Did they not tell her the name of the movie that she's making?
No. They don't say a damn word. Sure, all of a sudden, like, jizz in the puss bag.
Puss bag. Volume 3, like a
.com.
Yeah, it's probably like horny bitches like to fuck or some shit like that. .org. They just randomly.
.edu.
Yeah.
.net. .biz. .gov.
And she's like, oh my God, I've got delicious jizz in my puss bag. How dare you?
Black amputee toilet hardware hand job.
Oh, I've seen that. That's black old news. Amputee.
I haven't seen the lesbian
so black rape. Amputee. That would be it's a chick hot. That's missing. Yeah, yeah. A black
are we talking like
missing...
prison dykes?
Yeah.
No, I mean they're hot broads, but we're not talking like you know.
So let's talk about some more of the dark shit that you were watching.
Let's not. Let's move on.
So like you gave up for a while,
we
like
were
you put
so
it away,
moved on, and then he came back.
You put it away. I mean, like here's.
I still haven't got all the way back there yet. Like,
Tommy
I'm still at the. Very bottom.
On one of those places that the X videos or the X hamster or one of those, there's a video of Batman the animated series, right? That cartoon Batman fucks Harley Quinn's face. They're cartoons, and he fucks her face, and I jacked off to that.
Yeah.
I felt reasonable. Really, really bad about myself afterwards. I was like, I'm jacking off to cartoons. What is wrong?
Well,
but
if
you know what I did?
You just kept chugging along.
I just kept chugging along.
If you were in Japan, that would be
later,
considered normal.
I stood up, you know, I showered myself off, and I got right back to work because I'm
you know
home
what's
alone.
Weird about that? You sat there for 20 minutes with your cum on your.
Well, like, thinking about hand. It. Yeah, thinking about like what I had done.
Really?
Like it's an immediate cleanup
you
for me.
You can't think while you like wash your hands or whatnot.
Well, I guess I could have, but I didn't. I was in a state of shock. I was like, "What the hell? What is wrong with me? Why am I doing what I'm doing?"
Did you get to the snuff films, Tom?
I don't know what a snuff film is.
That's
film
where
is.
They kill
you
the broad on stage
and then you kill her,
and
no.
then you and then you murder them.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get that.
They exist.
I could get into that.
What
part? I can be down.
No, I'm back, baby.
Okay, no.
I'm back.
Now, you're watching a snuff film, right? You try to save it for a little while, and you try to, like, jizz at a good part, right? You know what I'm talking about. You fast forward, you get to a good part, you're like, okay, I can jizz to this part. When you're watching a snuff film, you know it's a snuff film, you know what's going to happen, right? Do you save it for that, or do you save it for, like, the fucking... And then enjoy watching him murder.
That was my question too. Do you like try to like nut when like the nut shot is, or do you save it until like the death shot? Or do you have some happy?
Well, I mean, I know what Napier's answer is.
Well, I think
I'm
ideally,
what Tom thinks
in a good snuff film, it's the same time. If the producer did their job.
Oh, you know, if we did like a, you know,
previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks,
I think that would be our clip for this show. I don't think we're going to top that.
Snuff films?
Paul's.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
You weren't paying attention.
It's a good snuff film.
Yeah, I mean, you're, we can't go back now.
You're thinking about killing chicks now?
He's thinking about where do I find these snuff films? How have I not ran across this before?
We're going to have to find some links.
So which is harder to find, you would think? Snuff films or, like, bestiality films?
Oh, you can find bestiality anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Back in, like, the LimeWire days,
yeah,
bestiality porn was easy to find. We used to watch that all the time. It was always not very... No, remember we used to get a big group of people together and we're like, hey, watch this dude fuck a chicken. I mean, it happened. I didn't enjoy it, but it was something to do. It wasn't erotic. It was more like, ha, this is kind of gross.
Like this chick masturbating hardcore, and all of a sudden this monkey comes out of nowhere and starts pissing all over her tits.
I'm not into that.
Yeah.
That sounds more like a blooper.
I guess I wasn't going as dark as I thought that maybe I was.
There's a whole other world, Tommy.
There's a whole other level.
You thought you were in the basement, but you're on like the 8th floor, baby.
Yeah.
This shit's a long way down.
You don't know till you hit the bottom when you're watching some dude crab walking while masturbating, and a goat kicks him right in his scrotum, and he shoots this jizz, cum, blood stuff out of his dick.
When I see a thumbnail of a dude crab walking while masturbating, I don't click on
that. That's not one I click on either, right? You're like,
I
don't want to
see what happens next.
Dude, if I saw a dude crab walking with a huge boner and his nuts just dangling,
you
like...
You couldn't jack off while crab walking, though. Are you going to walk with one hand?
One hand.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the dude's, not for a guy.
The dude's a pro.
Huh.
Oh, God, and Mr. Hands. Did you ever see a dude get fucked to death by a horse? Oh, no. You could watch that.
Dude, your gal threw out Mr. Hands like a second before you did.
They watch it together. Like, that's their mutual porn.
Tell me about Mr. Hands again.
Do you guys watch porn together?
No, we don't watch porn together. That'd be creepy.
Do you watch porn separately?
Like, we might have sex, and then, you know, Cinemax will be on, and some dude will be fucking some broad. But we don't, like, intentionally put on porno.
So, like, you're watching something on Cinemax
and then
that has sex in it?
We're watching Cinemax, and then the movie ends like, oh, now's a good time to have sex.
Oh, like while you're having sex.
Yeah, while we're having sex,
and something else starts.
Yeah, like, we're not going to turn it off.
That happens.
Yeah, we're not going to turn it off, but we're not going to try to get
in
beat.
But that isn't answering his question. His question is,
I said no.
You and your lady friend,
he said no. He answered the question. He said,
Tommy, you and your lady friend, do you watch porno together?
No.
No.
No?
No. Do you?
No, I've tried, but like, you know,
I've dropped hints to be like, hey, what? She's like, what do you want to do tonight? I'd be like, hey, we got some pornos.
Yeah, I've been like, no. You know, hey, let's
I haven't tried. I don't want to be outdone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have the porn, and this bastard's still going, and I'm like, yeah, I got my shit in, and then she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because you're terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to throw out the porno
direct
parameters.
Direct compensation. Like, she's like, well, let's see.
Be like, hey, you want to watch some of this? Yeah. And he's like, no.
My wife usually doesn't even dignify it with a response. Just acts like it never was said.
Right.
Sweetie, come here. Did you ever think that the human rectum could stretch this far? Let's watch.
Well, I think you would, you know, you watch some, like, Cinemax porn to begin with, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, like, start off slow.
You don't start off with the midget amputees, you know.
Yeah, just throw her that ring of fire.
Yeah, just be like, hey, check it out. This is what I'm into. Midget amputees.
You know, that's a good point that Napier's lady friend made, that, you know, she's kind of self-conscious about her porn collection. Right? Like, do you think that, like, if people found your porn collection, they would judge you on it?
Well, what do you think she... Well, I don't know what she thinks I'm going to say. Purpose. Like, well, honey, that's a lot of black dudes in there. What am I supposed to say to that?
You don't have, like, I guess now you don't have to, because there's so much on the internet.
Live streaming's a thing.
But, yeah, I guess when... I mean, first of all, the volume of it, I think, would probably throw up a red flag with people when they see how much I have. But, like, if they actually start going through it, I wonder if they'll be like, oh, seems like, you know, Mike's got a thing for, you know...
Snuff films.
We should search for bodies.
Yeah.
Just your lady friend comes
in
with it.
And with as much as you have, they would get a lot of, like, false impressions. Because it's like, just because you have it doesn't mean you've sat there and watched it.
Right.
So, like, you know, there might be some midget amputee porn in there.
No, there's not.
Well, maybe there is. Have you watched it all?
Yeah. I mean, like, I've browsed it.
You've skimmed through?
Skimmed through.
Do you keep the questionable? Like, you skim through, you're like, eh.
No, like, if it's not something that I am into, then no, I delete it. But it's probably 95%.
But I thought you said you didn't watch all of it.
No, I don't watch it more than once.
Oh.
I don't circle back. That's why I don't understand people that read books more than once. Why would you ever need to read a book a second time? You know what's going to happen.
Because you enjoyed it? I think you don't have joy in your life. That's why your butt is so hungry. It's like craving like freedom and love, and the only way it can get that is with your index finger.
Yeah, you know, yeah, he's got another point about fucking a chick with no legs. I mean, I like legs. I like.
I could do without.
You could do without legs?
I'm a big fan of legs.
I like legs. I
like arms, I could rather do without.
You'd rather do without? Oh, I think we've had this conversation.
Like, your woman, like, I would rather personally probably have.
Well, here's the thing. How about, like, one leg gone?
That's weird.
Then you could do some weird shit.
You fuck her from the side?
Yeah.
Like, oh, but what if that stump bumps into your stomach?
That would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
But you're right, Paul. I could give a shit about arms. It's less stuff to, you know, block me.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's resistance.
But how's she going to make you a sandwich after fucking without arms?
She can use...
You take it out a whole different...
She can use her fucking,
you know,
toes.
I think I tweeted it. There was a thing on BuzzFeed the other day about a chick who doesn't have any arms, who was making herself sandwiches and shit with her feet. Like, she jumped up on the counter. Like, she got her plate out of the thing with her feet.
She must have extremely high ceilings.
Well, she, or
she's a short broad.
She opened ceilings. The fridge and it was a got selling shit point out of the house. Fridge. It was awesome. And, like, you know, also, you know, watching chicks make shit with their feet, that's kind of steamy because, you know, I like feet. I like them.
So you're saying your perfect woman has no arms?
Does she have to,
actually,
like, wipe her,
you know,
butt with her toes?
But she has to be able to make sandwiches with her feet.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to, like, hook up with her until, like, she's not had arms for a really long time.
What if
so
she
that,
had,
like, she's kind of grown accustomed to doing things.
So
with
if your lady friend now lost her arms, you're saying you wouldn't have sex with her until she was.
No, I'd still have sex with her. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, leave her just because she lost her arms. That would make me a fucking asshole.
That would make
I
you
would
like
fuck
Dick Cheney.
That bitch.
Or...
Got no arms. I got no use for you.
You'd be. I think you're just trying to be macho because you're on the internet.
She's
radio.
Got no legs. I'm like, hell yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
It's true. Fact.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is going.
This is, you got to make a choice. This, stand by. Draw a line in the sand.
Make a choice about what?
About
the direction of our lives. We've already made
man.
That choice.
You got to have some shit you're concerned about. And mine is, she got no arms, so I don't want anything to do with her.
So, like, how do you have that conversation? Be like...
You don't. You just leave.
Look, baby.
Right, it's just
we've
awkward.
Been together a long, long time. But you ain't got no arms.
And I ain't about to be wiping your butt every day.
Yeah, and
all
you're
the time.
Wipe her ass, dude. Where's the magic after that?
How do blind people wipe their ass?
They just keep doing
you know
it
where
until
your
they're
ass
done.
Is, dude.
Right. No, but I mean, like, it's,
you can't look at your ass while you're wiping. That's
you wipe,
part of the problem.
You wipe your ass and then, like, you look at it to see whether or not you're done, right? But I mean, like, how do you do that activity if you're blind?
I don't think you have to look. You just kind of do it by feel.
Yeah.
What do you mean by feel? I can't feel whether or not there's shit on my ass.
So you grab a mirror and look at your ass every time?
You just
no,
put
you look at the paper to see if there's brown on it. And you say, oh, I'm not done yet. And then you wipe again. And then you look and you say, oh, I'm not done yet.
Well, that's how
and,
I
like,
do
you
it.
Keep wiping
just
until, like, there isn't any...
If you don't have eyes, you use the next sense. You use smell.
You smell it. Gifty, you just took a shit. Like, your ass is going to...
But if you can't see, how's your depth perception?
Yeah, you can't
like,
see
you
it.
How do you know when to stop? Yeah. Like, yeah. Paper to your
just,
face.
Yeah, just put it to your face.
Why do I suck? I suck because I don't know how to wipe my ass without looking to see if I'm done? I mean, that's how everybody wipes their ass, right?
No, I'm pretty sure you can.
You don't
just
wipe a couple times and assume you're done.
You can do it by feel, man.
What are you talking about by feel?
Yeah, by like the feel of the shit on your ass.
Your ass is that...
You can't tell when you got shit on your ass?
No, like I wipe my ass until like there isn't any brown anymore. And then I'm done wiping my ass.
I just wipe my ass until I feel
it. And like sometimes it's two, sometimes it's six. You just never...
Six?
On the rare goddamn occasion.
That's a lot.
Like if it's a really gooey one.
when there's a lot of shit, it's real like slick.
Seriously, you guys are blowing my mind right now. You don't look at the toilet paper.
I would think you would know by feel as well.
Yeah, Napier, I mean, can you feel on your ass whether or not you're done wiping or not?
No. Like with the paper.
Though. Yeah, with
it
the
paper. You're
not sticking your hand in your ass crack and feeling around for deuce.
Right, and I'm also not just sitting there with my ass going, yeah, I think it's clean. I'm wiping around with the paper going, yeah, it's all clean.
It depends on
maybe
if I've
I'm
had a hollow...
too much paper because I put a pretty good barrier between my hand and the shit.
Well, apparently
like
you stick your...
feeling it with your hand. It's like the friction.
This is like some Daredevil shit. You got like, you like stick your ass up in the air and wait for it to rain so that you can get a sonar.
I don't see where you're going.
Did I get a little nerdy on you there? I'm sorry.
Maybe.
So, when was the last time you put your finger through the paper into your butthole?
I don't take that chance. I use a lot.
You said that you did that.
I use an abundance of paper.
You said that you have done that. I've never done that.
Like, wiped hard enough that your finger busts through the paper?
Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Why is one finger getting that much pressure? It shouldn't be like a...
Oh, he's got a hungry asshole.
Why, yeah. You know...
Well, I mean, you gotta get in the seams.
See, you have multiple seams, or it should just be one, right?
Yeah, the seam.
You can't. How get far are seam? You wiping inside of yourself?
Right, like, you don't need to wipe an inch inside your rectum.
Yeah.
Dude, we're talking about... making sure your asshole's clean. This can't turn
yeah,
into
but
like
you,
a thing.
Yeah, but you're not trying to eat your finger every time you're wiping your ass.
I'm not. I'm trying to wipe my ass. I'm trying to get in the seams to get the shit out.
Yeah, but you're
making... I'm not fat me out just because I want to make sure my asshole's clean.
You know what? Eventually, you're just playing with your own asshole.
I think if you're wiping six times, then you have a problem. And you should consider changing your diet.
Right, you may want to eat some more
I'm
leafy
saying
greens.
That sometimes right. Take more than others. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes you got a clean one and you don't need to wipe several
times.
Is
it ever just once?
Sometimes. Sometimes you wipe once and you're like, oh, shit's clean.
A clean pinch.
Clean pinch. It happens. And then if you're wiping three or four more times, what the fuck are you doing? That's all I'm saying.
I think you're trying to eat your finger.
I don't think talking about wiping your ass for a half hour.
You know how they say if you, like, after you pee, if you shake it more than once, you're playing with it? I think if you're wiping six times, you're trying to fucking finger your asshole.
All right. I don't count the number
of
wipes.
Are you unsheathing the sword while you're wiping?
I don't count the number of wipes. All I'm saying is it's not like a regular number of wipes. Sometimes it's one. Sometimes it's more than one. All I'm saying. I don't know if it's six. Six seems like a lot now that I think about it.
Look, just whenever... Look, just take a little thing of baby wipes with you. And whenever you get past
no, you
four...
Know what? I stopped using the baby wipes. I used the baby wipes for a long time because, you know, it gave me that fresh feeling.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think the baby wipes had something to do with my butthole problem. Because when I stopped using the baby wipes, it kind of went away.
What do you mean, kinda? Is it still hungry?
It's gone away. I don't have my butthole problem anymore when I stopped using the baby wipes.
Oh, that so makes me sad. Now, like, your butthole has an eating disorder.
Like the skin, like my butthole skin is sensitive to the wipes.
I think your butthole is sensitive to delicious free food.
Yeah.
So... fuck you guys. Oh. A belt sander. I need a belt sander for my asshole because I wipe six times. That's what the chat box is saying. My asshole needs a belt sander.
Would you be scared if your lady friend like was like, I want you to fist me?
Yeah.
They'd be like, where did this come from?
Where have you been?
Where's like, the chick who enjoys being fisted?
Is she...
Yeah.
Did this happen to you?
No.
No?
No. I just said, you know, the topic of this conversation would be mutual masturbation and fisting, so...
So, like, you know, it was like, you know, one finger, two fingers, three fingers...
Well, I don't think the fingers matter as much as getting past the knuckles.
Are you just four knuckles, or do you have to get that thumb knuckle in there?
Well, you're fisting, I think you have to get all of
them. I mean, what classifies a fist?
I think past the knuckles would classify the fist.
But you got your thumb knuckles way down here, so like, do you have to get into here, or can you just do like the Karate Kid, like karate fist, monkey paw style?
If you just get all four fingers in her, and then you can just like... Like, take your thumb and grip her butt and then start punching her vagina.
You could use, like, the finger, like, the thumb as, like, a little...
But, I mean, you gotta, like...
I think that's the monkey paw, though.
You gotta, like, work up to that, though. I mean, you can't just start fisting a vagina.
No, I mean, like, you know, every day you, like, try a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think if your lady friend says, hey, I want you to fist me, like, you're not getting the fist in the first night. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, you work up to that. I think that's the way it goes.
Look, you just put it in like your
what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want you to fist me. I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
So would it be worse if she's like, I want you to fist my asshole?
Yes.
Yes, that would be worse.
That would be worse?
Yes, that's definitely worse.
Did you need to ask that? I mean, were you bouncing around in your head? You're like, huh, I wonder which one's worse.
Well, I mean, it's like, would it just be equally as bad? Like, oh, wow, she's a freak. Or would it be like, whoa. Even
I think either way she's a freak, but if you're fisting her asshole, then she's got like some kind of.
I think after a long-term relationship
issues of
if she's finally asking you to fist her,
yeah, I think
there's a red
that's
flag.
The biggest,
there.
That's the biggest.
I think that if you got a broad that's into fisting, you're probably going to figure it out pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
It's not going to be like a year eight. Hey, maybe we should try fisting.
Unless you start watching porn with her, and then it may escalate. To
she's
that
like,
situation.
Maybe we should try that.
And she's like, oh, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
I didn't know people did that.
I don't know that sticking a whole hand in an orifice sounds like fun.
Well, you never know what these
people. Maybe she has a hungry bottom. She just it's you feed what's hungry.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Mike's so, fisting after he makes sure his asshole is clean.
That's why he keeps it so clean.
That's why he keeps it so clean.
I wrote down three notes. Just to let you guys know, I wrote down three notes, and none of them have anything to do with the direction that this is going. So I envisioned an entirely different show than what happened.
Mike, when you're at work, do you ever get like
if this is going to be about my asshole being hungry, let's move on.
Okay, well, let's...
My asshole is not hungry.
Okay, let's say it's not hungry, but all of a sudden, you get a, like you get that hunger growling sound, but it's coming
from
your
butt. It's not
about
my asshole being hungry, but sometimes I get the hunger growl.
Yeah, but it
That's
comes,
what you just said.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with hunger.
Yeah.
However, it involves a hunger growl.
Yeah, and from your anus. Like, you can just, you're not, it's like, it's not hungry, but it's making that sound like it's hungry, and you're like, oh my god, what am I going to do? Like, it sounds hungry, but the hunger hasn't got to me yet. I better feed it something, so you get these Cheetos out.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I decided a couple of years ago, hey, we should do a podcast, I didn't know that the main topic of a conversation every week was going to be my asshole. I didn't envision, hey, let's all get together once a week and talk about my asshole. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I think that's exactly what you envisioned, and that's why you've arranged this whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, wouldn't it be fun if we went and bought microphones and got involved in broadcasting live so that people can immediately hear about my asshole as opposed to downloading it a day later?
Yeah.
I think you were fishing for anus compliments. Like, wow, that's a hungry butthole, Mike. Good job. You did great.
So it's a good thing to have a hungry butthole?
Well, it depends on if it's hairy or not. Because the hairier ones, you know, you just keep getting hair in your mouth.
And that feeds the butthole.
Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan died.
Do you think it was heroin? I think
it
was heroin.
Do you think he ever fisted anyone?
Why do you think it... You keep saying that. Why do you think it's heroin?
Because the dude was...
Like a heart attack or something. He's a giant, giant man. Shit goes wrong.
Yeah, but he wasn't that
goddamn...
And
he's black. Don't black people die earlier? They don't live as long, do they? That's a true thing. Don't look at me like I'm saying something crazy. Black people don't live as long, do they?
Fact.
Fact!
I think they're predisposed to heart conditions.
But like,
maybe,
it was interesting because one of the things that like
diabetes, AIDS.
He was in the Daredevil movie, which I also brought up earlier. But he was Kingpin, which has been known throughout comic history as a white character. And I was thinking about it earlier that Samuel L. Jackson played Nick Fury, who in the comic books was an old white dude.
No, they changed it like years ago.
They changed it when Samuel L. Jackson started
playing
him in
the movie.
No,
they changed it years before that.
But what I'm saying...
You know nothing about comic books.
Yeah.
Stop.
Nick Fury was a white dude.
No,
he had
they
the
changed
walnuts hair on the side.
They changed Nick Fury to a black dude years before Samuel L. Jackson was ever in an Avengers movie or Marvel comic movie. And they based the new Nick Fury off of Samuel L. Jackson. They had no idea they were going to be making movies with Samuel L. Jackson. This was years ago.
Okay, but what I'm getting at is, and don't fuck this up because it's the only thing that I wrote down, really. The when they were casting the new Spider-Man, the dude that the black dude that's on Community,
Danny Glover?
No, Donald Glover or something Glover. I don't know. He's on Community.
I'm too old for this
shit. He's
that
Childish Gambino rapper guy. And he auditioned to be Spider-Man, but ultimately they decided, maybe we shouldn't make Spider-Man black. And so what I was thinking is, like, is the level of a comic book character, like how iconic the character is, determined on whether or not they can get away with making him black or not?
Well, Spawn's the only black comic book.
Yeah, and Spawn was black in the movie.
I thought Spawn was a burnt-out husk of a dude that you couldn't tell was black either way.
Yeah, but before he was black.
Oh.
But what I'm getting at is, like... You know, like Nick Fury, they could make Nick Fury a black dude because, you know, Nick Fury's not that big of a deal. But they couldn't do that with Spider-Man because, you know, it's fucking Spider-Man.
No, Spider-Man, there's a Marvel Universe thing where Spider-Man's black.
Yeah, but not Peter Parker.
Yeah, Peter Parker.
No, Peter Parker's not black. Peter Parker's white.
In the Spider-Man.
No, Napier, I'm pretty sure that Peter Parker's white.
That's racist.
Yeah.
That's racist. Why can't Spider-Man be black?
Yeah,
the Green Lantern.
Actually,
be
he was half black, half Puerto Rican.
But we can't have a black guy.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, the Kingpin is white, but when they made a movie, he was black because, yeah, what's the fucking difference? But like, you know, if they made Daredevil black, that would probably
Daredevil was a bitch.
Yeah, but like they wouldn't make Daredevil black though.
Well,
because
he's a bitch.
But like, how
black
big
are bitches?
How yeah. big do you have to be to not be black? Like,
I think Spider-Man is your answer.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's like super big. I mean, like,
not
what about,
really.
Like,
Spider-Man's kind of a bitch too.
Spider-Man's fucking Spider-Man.
Fuck
though.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's been black. He was half black, half Puerto Rican, and this
like,
one
Superman
thing.
Superman can't be black.
Batman Superman cannot be black. Be black. Batman cannot be black.
Well, nobody would believe a black man had
a Wolverine can't be black.
Can the Joker be black?
Hell no.
Can Penguin be black?
Sure.
Penguin can be black.
Penguin can be black.
Well, the Joker could be black because, like, you know, his face would be painted.
But, I mean, I guess Catwoman can be black because Halle Berry was black, but that movie was really bad.
But she's very attractive.
Yeah.
But that movie was very
but she
bad.
She was black. Do you think that part of the reason it was so bad is because she was black?
Not at all. I never saw it.
It was a shitty movie.
Probably because it's Catwoman. And yeah. who makes yeah, a Catwoman's superhero a movie superhero. Revolving around a broad? It doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's keep going. Can
what about Elektra? Elektra was such a piece of shit.
They could all be black.
Can Magneto be black?
Magneto could be black.
No, he can't because he was
a Jew.
Jew.
Okay, so he's
that's part of his
no
backstory.
Black Jews ever in the history Jews. Of the world.
Sammy Davis Jr. was a black Jew.
Yeah, but he was converted, wasn't he?
I don't
Jesus
care.
Was a black Jew.
Ah, gotcha, bitch.
Burn. Okay, so I mean, you know, that's obviously going nowhere. Obviously, you guys want to talk about rape and stuff. What other dark shit are you into?
I want to talk about the issues.
The issues?
Not really.
Okay, I got a question. Okay. When is it inappropriate to laugh at a crazy person?
Never.
You mean like to their face?
It doesn't matter. Just laughing at them.
Give me an example. I'll tell you whether it's okay or not.
I was watching this video online. It was this black lady who was complaining about like.
Did she post the video?
No.
That's racist.
It was like a community meeting where they got together to talk about like issues within the town, and she got up and was speaking into a microphone.
Okay, so she went somewhere publicly
and
was acting crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can laugh at her. Fuck her.
Yeah. And there was a bunch of people behind her, like it looked like a police chief and a bunch of other like, you know, like a fire chief. It was people dressed, you know, as those people. And they were sitting behind this woman, and she was talking about how she was so happy that social services gave her something like a free rent check or something, and she was so happy that she didn't have to cause an earthquake and kill everybody. And these people are listening to her drone on about how she has these powers about causing earthquakes that this town's never had, and these people that are sitting behind her are trying their damnedest not to laugh. And they eventually just fucking lose their shit. And they just start laughing their asses off.
Dude, I watched the Adam... I'm sorry. I completely zoned out everything you just said because I was paying attention.
Yeah.
The chick from the 60s Batman TV show was not black.
Yes, she was.
No, yeah. Bullshit.
Yes, she was.
Get your girlfriend to Google a goddamn picture of Catwoman from the Adam West Batman.
Or you could ask her. She can hear you, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or
I'm
you
sorry.
Have a computer, you could do it as well.
I'm sorry for my tone. Amanda, could you please Google a picture of Adam West Batman's Catwoman? Because she was not black.
I like how your podcast
black.
Is interactive.
Yeah.
With the fans.
Eartha Kitt was black. Done. Yeah.
No, it's
boom. Get some.
No, that's wrong.
Schooled.
Because I watched the Adam West Batman and she
yeah, when did you do that?
That was probably before you
how
got
long
glasses.
How was that, buddy?
I got one. I
got
one. Busy
feeding your
asshole.
That was before
you saw
a girl with your white
eyes. I got one on motherfucking
TiVo
right now with Catwoman in it. Okay. This isn't what I want. I just want a picture.
Oh, and there's Eartha Kitt.
Oh, she's black as hell.
Yeah.
Man, that ain't Batman.
No, it's not. It's Catwoman.
Replacing Julie Newmar, who was white. So, yeah. No, Eartha Kitt eventually played Catwoman, but
she
wasn't
was
the
she,
original
was she
Catwoman.
Not on Batman?
Julie Newmar was actually a man. Did you know that?
No, she wasn't.
Yeah. Fact.
I'd suck the dick meat out of that tranny. I just wanted to say that. I wouldn't actually.
Did you ever
do
get
that.
To like chicks with dicks?
God, no. No, I'm not gay.
How many spins did you watch on meatspin.com, though?
Before I figured out there was a counter?
You stayed for a lot of spins.
Eartha Kitt was better.
Because she was black.
No, Julie Newmar was Catwoman, and she was white.
Julie Newmar couldn't act, and she was a cunt. And now she's dead, and I don't care.
I think you guys should fight to settle your dispute.
Yeah.
About Julie
over
Newmar.
The 60s.
Over Julie Newmar.
We'll get into a sword fight with penises.
Well, actually, and you know what? I think that I think the Joker on that was a Mexican.
What? Really?
That's not a thing.
No.
I think it was like a...
Mexicans aren't even on TV now, bro.
No, he was a Mexican. The guy that played the Joker.
I think you're wrong.
He had a very Mexican name, like Horatio or something.
That doesn't mean he's Mexican.
That doesn't mean anything.
I mean, nobody.
How dare you?
Nobody in the chat room, please. Please, nobody get in there and prove me right.
This is the internet, motherfucker. No one proves
anyone
right.
Let's not prove Mike right. Let's look up black chicks that played Catwoman.
Well, there's Eartha Kitt, and then there's Halle Berry. And
so Julie Newmar, Michelle Pfeiffer, and what's the bitch in the new one? Oh,
Catwoman's in the new one? I haven't seen that movie yet.
What's that bitch's name? She's attractive, but like she has like no sexiness whatsoever. She's just kind of like
I forgot.
You look at her and you say, "Oh, she's attractive," but like you don't want to have sex with her. I'm not helping describe her. I realize that, but I'm
she has cockeyed eyes.
Fuck, I can't think of her name. Who gives a shit? There's a new one in the Catwoman. So, yeah, there's been three white people that have played Catwoman and only two black, so white wins again.
Yeah, but...
You're pretty racist.
And the Joker in the Adam West Batman was a Mexican. So go fuck yourselves. So yeah, my Nick Fury thing went nowhere. There's a movie that was in theaters that opened this week wide called The Oogie Loves. It was the guy who made the Teletubbies. He made a new thing that was kind of like the Teletubbies called The Oogie Loves. It was in 2,160 screens and made $448,000. It averaged $207 per screen.
That's kind of shitty.
It's the worst wide release in the history of cinema.
How much did they spend to make the movie?
It was like 50 mil.
Jesus.
Wow.
They made $207 per screen average for like the weekend, Friday through Sunday.
That's worse than a Uwe Boll film.
If a movie ticket's $10, does that mean 20 people went and saw it throughout the weekend?
I had never known what an Oogie Love was.
Anne Hathaway, yes, that's it. Anne Hathaway.
I would bang Anne Hathaway.
You know, Anne Hathaway is a very pretty woman, but like
that was Julia Roberts.
She just doesn't like you look at her and you just I don't know. I don't want to like fuck
you
her.
Feed her to your butthole.
I mean, I don't want to like fuck her like crazy fucker. I mean, like I'd probably like, you know, give her the slow business. But like, you know, I don't want to give her like, you know, the good shit. You know, my 40 seconds of power. I want to give her like a minute and a half of lackluster fuck.
Give her a 30 second thunder slam and then smack her in the face when you finish.
I don't want to do that. I just
Why?
I mean, like, you know, I'd probably spend most of the time going, oh, this is a pretty, she's pretty, sure, you know, splooge. Cesar Romero is the actor from the 60s Batman TV show, and he was a Mexican. So there's no way Mexican, you have the
well,
name
I don't think he
Cesar
said he was
Romero,
Mexican. Maybe he's Roman.
Not Mexican.
He could be Roman.
Or
he
Spanish.
Could be Spanish.
Yeah.
Which does not make him Mexican.
Yep. Not even close.
That makes you a racist.
No. If you're Spanish, you're for the most part Mexican, right?
No, not at all.
Mexican people are Spanish. Never tell them that. Mexican people are Spanish.
But Spanish people are not Mexican.
Neither are Cubans.
Yeah, nope. Bro.
I don't care who the Riddler was. We're talking about ethnics playing...
The only man I will ever accept as the Riddler, Jim Carrey.
Why?
He was a terrible Riddler.
No, the dude.
I know, he was awesome at it.
The dude in the Adam West Batman that was Riddler was awesome because he giggled a lot. He was very giggly.
You have a vivid recollection of a show produced like 40
years before
you were born.
There's a station now called The Hub that reruns.
He was fucking Cuban. He's not Mexican.
So he's Mexican.
Not at all.
Dude, come on.
No,
Mexicans come from Mexico, sir.
Give me... Okay. He's not white.
He's Hispanic.
He's ethnic.
Or Hispanic.
He's Cuban, B.
Yeah.
Middle name Julio.
Junior.
Cesar Julio Romero Jr.?
Yep.
Do you have a picture of him as the Joker?
No. I mean, I can get one.
He didn't necessarily look very Mexican as the Joker, but like you could tell, he had a little bit of Mexicanness to him.
Your ethnic radar was going off.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I think under all that shit, I think that's a Mexican there.
Or Cuban.
Right.
Wee. What was the other thing on your list?
Just that, like, the RNC and Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair, and I guess everybody kind of probably already talked about that. Do we really need to get into it?
I haven't even seen
it. We jump right back into fisting.
The thing...
You can't just jump right into fisting.
The thing about that whole thing is, like, can you imagine...
What Catwoman would you like to
fist? I mean, like,
I think I would fist Anne Hathaway.
That would be my choice.
I mean, like if
you could really make her limbs
flail around. If you're a Republican, cool. If you're a Democrat, cool. I get it. But, like, could you imagine the level of douchebag, like, actually, like, gets in the car and drives to the Republican National Convention to be in the crowd and watch? Like, the level of commitment to the Republican Party to where you're actually there?
Like, a lot of them are, like, delegates and other things like, I mean, that, because, like, they were nominating somebody there.
Nobody's walking by the front door and going, ah, maybe I'll check this out. I mean, like, you're way into it.
So what do you think takes more commitment? Showing up at the RNC or getting a fist into your anus?
You guys just want to take this right to the gutter. I want to have an actual conversation about something, and you guys just want to start talking about fisting assholes and raping pregnant chicks and whether or not Catwoman's black. Well, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. I need a refill.
Can you fist a pregnant broad and pull out the baby?
No, I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
You should do a study.
Maybe.
That may be like the new way, instead of like a C-section, is you'll go in through the ass, and then like they'll just slice into the anal wall directly to where the child is housed.
They got to make that like a new fad of birthing children.
Out the
ass?
Where
like the father has to go in the vagina and grab the baby. That's what needs to happen.
What is the dad going in there with?
Well, his hand.
Yeah, just an unlubed fist.
And then he goes and he grabs his unborn, well, yet to be born child by the dome and just pulls that little.
Well, imagine what you can
come
do.
Out, son.
There can only be one Highlander.
Right.
If you get one arm like all the way into the anus, and then like start like kind of like pushing the baby down from that side,
mm-hmm.
and then you can get the other hand up in the vag and like pull.
You're trying to feed it through?
Right, exactly. You're feeding it through.
Yeah.
That sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
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 Most porn sounds crazy, though. On paper,
but that was porn.
Who would actually...
Porn, just that? I thought we were talking about birthing children.
It all sounds bad until you got your dick in your hand and you're watching it. You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, stab that bitch in the throat.
Like, if...
Oh,
like you're talking to some dude on the street, like a week before he masturbates to some chick getting face punched with a hammer. You're like, no, I would never masturbate to that. A week goes by. Oh, fuck. Hit that bitch with a sledgehammer.
Tommy, I hope there's never like a day in the future where like you decide to run for office or something.
Oh, I can't. I can't since the last time I was on this.
And you have to explain this.
Especially since you put my whole name out there. Like, he's Pauly Deuce Knuckles, and you got my whole fucking name.
Well, you're Tom Potts.
Well, it's too late. It doesn't matter. You can't.
You're a man
back.
Who goes by two names, though.
Right, well, I mean, I'll stand. But, I mean, like, if I ever decide to run for office, I'll stand behind this shit.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
I sat around and talked about rape. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
We're fairly obscure to where it would have to take a pretty good person to dig pretty deep to find it. But if they did, and like you had to explain all this,
it's time for salsa.
Yeah, I forgot to put my phone on silent.
That was your phone?
Yeah,
we're professionals.
I thought it was a mounted fish.
That's
on
really
the wall.
What comes up every time somebody calls you.
No,
I would throw myself.
That's only
from a
when
bridge.
My dad calls.
Oh,
my dad's calling. Just, you know,
doesn't he know we're fucking on air?
Trying to do a fucking podcast.
Inconsiderate.
What the fuck?
It is after 9.
He knows.
It is after 9.
Oh, well, so, fuck that anyway.
Yeah. Just saying.
Be professional. What a dick.
I'm sorry.
Hey, what? How come we got rained on this week?
Oh, because the arch wasn't there to protect us.
I guess. Are we too far from the arch at this point?
I don't know. I mean, the arch held us off for a while.
I guess there's only so much it can do.
Paul, of course, is referring to my father's theory that the arch is alien technology that protects us from bad weather.
Is that his theory, or is he just a follower of someone else's theory?
No, I think that he created this theory.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah. So, yeah, Paul... Pauly Deuce Knuckles, the Napes, and I mean, there's a million Mike Moores, so I don't think anybody's finding me.
Well, there's several.
You made
Tom
all those
Potts's.
Documentaries, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, that joke isn't getting old. I'll tell you what, every fucking time somebody says, "Hey, are you that Michael Moore that makes the movies?" I say, "Yeah! Because I look just fucking like him, don't I?" Ha!
Would you prefer that? Or, "Hey, aren't you the Michael Moore who likes to feed his hungry butthole with 6 rounds of toilet paper?"
At least they'd recognize my work. I mean, you know, I don't...
You know, if you pretended to be the guy from the documentaries, like, more people might listen. Tune in for exciting social commentary tonight
from Michael
WFOD.
Moore.
Right.
Our guest tonight, Michael Moore.
Yeah, that'll be good.
And they'll be like, "Who's this fuck?" Be like, "Wait, I'm fat too! Don't leave! Please!"
Let's all jerk off, and then when the spooge gets into our belly holes, we spoosh it out with our thumbs.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, me neither.
Count me out.
Well, my weekend's ruined.
I'm in.
See, Paul's a boy. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher, or our website, WFODix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.